Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello. Hope you're all right. A concerned text comes in saying, how is Greg going to play Oh What's Occurring today if he's flat hunting later? He's going to look for flats after he's played Oh What's Occurring. Don't worry. He'll be on at 5:20 today along with Patrick, our listener from Leeds, because, as you know, we play with actual listeners now on Oh What's Occurring. So that's going to be at 5:20. Something very special coming up after 4:30, which I'll tell you about in a minute. That's nice as well, isn't it? The first text of the day has come through and has called me Lego Head. Look, I'm aware that I do look like a Lego man at the moment, but I'm sorting my hair out with my stylist tomorrow, all right?
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Got some exciting news, actually, just in. The Posh Radio 4 lady this week is in the Canary Islands. Nobody really knows why. But tomorrow, your emails and texts will be read out by the PR4L from one of the Canary Islands. I think it's Lanzarote. It might be Tenerife. It's one of those, anyway. So she's been recording them today. I don't know where. I don't know whether she's found a studio in the Canary Islands or whether she'll just be sat by the pool recording them with a cocktail in her hand. But the PR4L from the Canary Islands. Wasn't she like in Amsterdam the other week as well? She goes everywhere. She's so rich and posh. Apparently, everyone in the Canary Islands is German, according to the email that she sent us earlier on. You think she'd be able to speak German maybe a bit because she is so posh. She's also put on here, it is lovely, but a bit resorty. Get her a bit resorty. I don't think she's got the wristbands to heaven. I don't think she's all-inclusive. Anyway, Posh Radio 4 lady, tomorrow on Dear Scott from the Canary Islands. Today, after 4:30, lots of people very excited about this. On Twitter and on the email and on the text, Adam Garcia and Ashley Banjo off of Diversity are going to be on this show because they are now judges on one of the many dance shows that are on TV at the moment. This is Sky One's dance show called Got to Dance. Have you seen it? With Davina McCall. OMG, I love him, is one of the many emails I've got today. From Sarah about Ashley, very excited about him coming in. And this is very exciting for One Radio 1 DJ. Today, they will get a chance of an actual lifetime. One Radio 1 DJ doesn't actually want to work here anymore. Well, no, they like working, if the management listening, they like working here, but they do have a real dream, and that dream is to dance. And after 4:30 this afternoon, that dream will become a reality.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Now, after we did this on Oh, What's Occurring yesterday with Tyrone and Molly from Coronation Street, with Molly trying to tell Tyrone that it was all over, but him not really getting it, Carla has been on. Carla lives in Bristol, and she says, it's just like when I tried to split up with my boyfriend a year ago. He just didn't understand. If you missed this yesterday...
Only sometimes you treat me like... You don't want to be married to me. And also...
You're right.
Emma.
Doesn't get it.
I treat you badly because... because I don't want to be married to you anymore.
Oh, I don't understand.
It's over.
What?
That's what I wanted to talk to you about. I'm leaving you.
I don't understand what's happening here.
This happened to Carla with her boyfriend too.
I don't love you anymore and our marriage is over.
I don't get it.
It's over. You need to accept it.
We're all right.
I'm leaving you.
What's that supposed to mean?
There is no us anymore. You need to accept that.
What? I'll go on a diet.
No! You can get as fat as you like. I don't care. What do I have to say to make you believe me? I'm leaving you.
We're doing good.
I'm leaving you now, don't you get it?
Well, if you felt like that, then why didn't you say something before?
I'm sorry, it's over.
She's left me.
A whole double bill that took to get it into his stupid head.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Podcast.
I'm not lonely today now because I've got two people with me. And it's Adam Garcia and Ashley off Diversity. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Hello, thank you.
It's all about dance shows on the TV at the moment, you may have noticed. We did have Kat Deely and Arlene Phillips on the show recently.
Oh.
Who were on the other one.
So you think you can dance?
You mean our direct rivals? Yes, I've heard of them.
So it's only fair that we speak to the guys from Sky One's Got to Dance, Adam and Ashley. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.
There are more dance shows on TV than there are shows about vampires at the moment.
Yes, there's this. There's one I've just. I'm gonna. It's called Dancing with Vampires.
That is good.
And it's. I think in terms of. Oh, it's going to be a hit.
The two most popular genres on TV together.
It's called CSI Dancing with Vampires. It's pretty. It's kind of extraordinary,
right? See, I was going to suggest that as an original idea, but Adam's kind of he's
copyrighted it.
Right, so
this is what he does all the time on the show. Adam, come on, Matt.
I'm sorry. Yes, seriously.
So you're the two judges. Well, along with Kimberly from Pussycat Dolls, who is not here at the moment. So say what you like. I mean, go for your life.
Is that her out there? Oh, no, it's not.
Just someone else with blonde hair.
Phew. Yeah, but she doesn't have blonde hair now.
Oh, does she not?
No. She's changed her hair colour to brunette. She looks great.
Yeah. But she's not here, so we can say whatever we want. Is she a nightmare?
She's adorable.
I love Kimberly. She's actually not what, to be honest, not what I expected. I mean, our pussycat was thinking, oh, what was she going to be like? But
Were you scared to meet her?
I was scared. No, I'm joking. Of course not. But I'm scared. I was scared after I met her. I wasn't scared to meet her. But no, you know what? She's really tough and she tells the truth. But she's actually a really sweet person.
She's quite harsh on the show sometimes.
Yeah, she is harsh. Mm. But that's just all down to the training she's had. She's had a harsh training background.
Mm. I have to say, the good thing about your show is that all three judges can actually dance, so you actually know what you're talking about.
Yes.
As much as I love Piers Morgan,
terrible dancer.
I don't know.
Actually, it's hyperbole.
To be told you don't have any talent by Piers Morgan or even Amanda Holden, it must be a little bit gutting sometimes. But at least you can actually. They can walk away thinking, well, they can dance, so maybe I am a bit rubbish.
Well, I never had to go through that, luckily. They liked us, so...
That's true.
Yeah, all good.
That's true. It's actually quite rare that we have someone on this show who is officially better than Susan Boyle, and that is you.
Wow, thank you. Yeah. Thanks, yeah, well...
You're here today. How does it feel to be officially better than Susan Boyle?
Officially better than Susan... Well, we beat her, didn't we?
We did.
Which was a big shock, yeah. It feels great that, like, obviously... At the end of the day, we entered the show with no expectations, and we ended up beating probably the biggest, most popular star to come out of a show like that ever.
Mm. Were you surprised to win? Because obviously everyone was saying, well, it's going to be her.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that was the inspiration behind our semi-final routine. We did Mission Impossible because it was like... it was because it felt... That's what it felt like. It was a huge competition. We were just, at the time, just another dance group trying to do our thing. And I kind of knew what... the public wanted to see, where they wanted to see something different and creative, and that's what we tried to give them, and it like paid off. So
yeah, here's that moment again if anyone missed it. Not many people did.
The winner of Britain's Got Talent 2009 is,
come on. Yeah, they spin it out, don't they, Ash?
Oh my god,
diversity.
Do you know, even just listening to it now, it gives you that, my God. And I can just picture it.
Yeah.
Funnily enough, I was going to the guys, like, you can, if you catch it, you can catch a quick glimpse of me going, like, well done, like, we're second. I was getting ready to, oh, congratulations, Susan, you know, we're so happy. Because I always said coming second would be like winning, because to her, I mean,
she's
YouTube phenomenon, hundreds of millions of, I mean, it was like, come on.
I mean, I watched it on YouTube. I mean, I watched because I didn't get to see the final show, and so I watched it. And all your faces were like, What?
What?
Yeah. Huh? I dropped.
Did you speak to Subo afterwards?
Yeah, we spoke to Subo afterwards.
Please tell me what you said. Did you do a kind of a different version of the speech you were going to give if she would have won?
Yeah, slightly different. Well, I couldn't really talk, to be honest. No, I just said, what did I say to her? I said, she just came up and she went, very deserving. Wasn't a long conversation, but she was really humble about it. Mm. And she's like majorly successful anyway, so works out for everybody.
Still in touch with her?
Not really.
No. There's rumours she might be on with Lady Gaga at the Brits this year. Think about it.
Yeah. Wow.
That would be amazing.
Lady Subo Gaga. Yeah.
Lady Subo Gaga.
Yeah. But obviously you're not the only person to have done Raw Variety. You've done it as well.
I have. I've done it twice, actually.
Three times,
didn't it? Yeah, Prince's Trust and then two Royal Varieties, one actually performing. And then the other one I introduced, I was doing Wicked, And so I had to go up there and say, and ladies and gentlemen, the rest of Wicked doing something impressive while I sit side stage.
I've always wanted to know this. When you're actually doing that performance, do you ever look up at the box and think, right, she's gone to the loo now? Oh, there she is, eating some Maltesers. Yeah.
Yeah,
looking at her watch.
I had the Prince of Wales. Right. You got to meet the Queen.
Yeah.
I've never got to meet the Queen.
Funnily enough, I was staring up at the box trying to see her, but they kind of black her out. Like, well, don't black her out, but she's...
Oh, it's that kind of show, is it? Right.
But yeah, obviously, from the audience, from the stage, you can't see the Queen.
Can you not?
That was so inappropriate.
That's so awesome.
That's good. Okay. We've got loads of texts already from people saying, Adam is a legend. How do you feel when people say that to you? What do people say to you on the street?
I normally don't really get recognised. If I'm walking down the street, say, with Ashley or Kimberly, it's like, oh my God, it's Ashley. Oh, look, it's that girl from the Pussycat Dolls.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
You've done loads. Like, can I run through some of the things that you've done?
Yeah, okay.
You were in Greece.
Yes.
You played Tony in the stage version of Saturday Night Fever.
Yep.
You had a singing career.
A very brief one, yes.
Do you know what? The one that doesn't speak met you once at Top of the Pops, and I think he was interviewing you.
And Davina was hosting that night.
Was she?
Yeah, and I first met Davina McCall. That sweet city woman,
she moves through the line. Yeah. Holding my mind and my soul. Yeah. Bringing it all back.
Yeah. When you reach out for me, girl, and the
feeling is right.
Still got the moves. And look, I'll sing along. We don't know how to do it. They must have used a lot of tricks on that studio.
And you were in one of my favourite films, Coyote Ugly.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, that really is, for me, a film where you do have, like, maybe a bottle of wine and some ice cream. And all I can remember, because I never get that far in, there's lots of people dancing on a bar.
Yes.
And people going, woo! What else happens? And who are you?
See, that's...
I'm sorry, it's just...
That's what I get walking down the street.
It all gets
I love
fuzzy.
That film. There's woo, and then there's... What were you? I dance. I'm famous for dancing on a bar in that film. I take off my top, and through immense CGI... and body shading, I look fantastic. That was great. I love doing that film. Yeah. And it was, you know, it's meant to be a chick flick, which it is, but it's a lot of my friends like watched it going, oh, I don't want to see this film. And they're like, oh, they're all so hot. Mm-hmm. Oh, those girls are hot. And I did get to meet Tyra Banks, and I think she's one of the most beautiful women in the world.
Yeah. You've done Wicked as well. Mm-hmm. You've been Oscar Wilde. You were in Britannia High. You've done loads. Doctor Who.
I'm old.
No.
Yes. So, no, yeah, I've been lucky, and this is I guess this show is sort of another, always like trying something different, and when they came to me with this show and said, oh, would you be interested, it struck me, just the, I don't know, it sounds sort of weird, the integrity of the show and how it is, and it's how I feel about dancing and my passion, because dancing's always been my first love. I don't know, this was a real chance to sort of get back into that and introduce new young talent from Britain to a British audience.
It looks a lot of fun doing the show, and you've got the live show starting on Sunday, right?
Yeah. I think is it 6?
Yeah, 6 o'clock on Sunday. I can't wait. Bit nervous because Diversity are performing as well, so I've got to like handle the first live show, judging and performing as well. So I'm looking forward.
Because actually, you are more street dance, obviously.
Yeah.
Tell me if this is true. I don't know much, but the secret to street dance seems to be that you get a couple of little ones in that you just throw around a lot. Well, obviously helps, doesn't it?
It obviously... No, I'm joking. It doesn't help at all.
Although you did drop one once.
No, we didn't. It didn't drop anybody. Don't go there. He slipped. Okay, look.
Okay, he slipped.
He slipped. All right.
Okay.
You fell down a well. That was it.
All right. Right, so we're going to talk a bit more about the show in a minute. And also, Well, we've got a Radio 1 DJ with us today, and it's been a dream of his for a while to have a little bit of a dance. And I'm just wondering if Adam, you'd be able to show him maybe a little bit of tap, because that's his thing that he wants to do most of all.
I mean, it's a good dream. It's a good dream to have, and I'm more than happy to help him fulfil it. Luckily, I was walking down the street with my tap shoes, so that's...
You got
that's
them a on? Stroke a lot.
Yeah, I put them on. Amazing. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
podcast.
Just discussing on the text about who people like at the moment. DNA. Anthony and Sulphur says they're good.
Yeah, DNA. Do you know, there's so much talent in this show. There's so much talent. And what the beauty of the show is that there's no limits. You can be a group, a solo, you can be five, you can be 50. So it's really hard to pick a favourite for me. Yeah. I don't know about you, Adam.
Yeah, no, someone asked me that before and I was like, and I just ended up naming 18, which is sort of ridiculous.
Now, Ashley, you're a bit of a softie sometimes, aren't you?
Sometimes I am a bit of a softie.
It must be hard, though, because like, you've not done a kind of judging thing before, yeah. And it's just like...
I was only there 6 months ago.
Yeah.
So, it's for me, if I feel someone, you know, might... I'm not into giving breaks, but sometimes, in some circumstances, I can see how hard people have worked, and it was like it was a case of, do I put someone through to the shortlist? And sometimes I decided, yes, I will. I don't mind having a look again, because I feel some people deserve a break.
One that doesn't speak says that he likes... is it Jukebox Juniors? They're his favourites.
Yeah, they're pretty great.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Good tip from him. Thanks, one that doesn't speak. We're talking about Got to Dance on Sky One, which is on Sunday.
Sunday.
First live shows. Yep. Looking forward to that. Now, we've got Greg James here. Hi, Greg. Let me just turn you on. We're at the bottom. There we are. Hello.
Hello.
Now, Greg loves his job here at Radio 1.
Yes.
He's got a great job here. But he would give it all up tomorrow to be a tap dancer. So I'm just wondering, Adam, if you'd be able to tell him if he has any kind of future.
All right. Shall I pop over there?
Well, yeah. Let me just ask Greg, how long have you wanted to do this for?
Probably... It's been a few years.
Mm.
It's been maybe 10.
I mean, I know, obviously, radio is a big love of yours.
Well, radio's my first love.
Yeah,
dance second.
Second is dance. So, we do have a special tap area, which we've created here.
Yeah, I saw it. It looks perfect.
It's a whiteboard, to be honest. But I'm just wondering, Adam, because you do have your tap shoes on, if you could just give it a go and show us, like, how it's done.
Right.
Is there anything Greg needs to know before kind of doing this? Like anything he needs to think about?
In terms of your equipment...
the problem is, I don't have any dance shoes.
No. Mm. Well, what we have done is... You've got your normal shoes on, right?
Normal shoes. I've just... I've blue-tacked some coins to the heel and the toe.
All you have to do, if you want to make your own tap shoes, listeners, a cheap and easy and effective way, is just put some 50p's on the bottom and blue-tack them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cheaper way would be 5p.
Okay, money saving tip here in the credit crunch there from Adam. Thanks for that. So, all right, if Adam has a go first,
right,
and then we'll see if Greg can do it.
No, I've never really tapped on a whiteboard.
Okay, that's the first time for everything. Yes. Feet are a blur. His feet are a blur. Okay, good. So, Greg doesn't have tap shoes on, but he has got some blue tack coins on his feet. So, just think, if you get this right, no longer will you have to sit in that room every day playing Kesha and TikTok.
No.
So,
all right.
Okay.
I would actually teach you something.
Teach me, yeah.
Yeah. All right, here we go. You're just going to go toe, toe, heel, heel. That's it. Just drop the heels down. So you're going toe, toe, heel, heel.
Toe, toe, heel, heel.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's right. Exactly it.
The coins are working quite well, aren't they?
They actually are. Right.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Oh, right,
off you go, Greg.
Take it away.
All right.
Okay, good. And now, Adam, you could... But you're actually doing is tapping your toes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Would you like move about?
Yeah, but maybe? People can't see that at home.
I know.
It sounds
I can.
Great.
Go on, have another little go. Go on. Yes, Greg.
That's it. Yeah, that's the changing feet. Yeah, that's all you need.
So I can I fulfil my dream?
I think you have.
Oh, well done, Greg. That is. That's amazing. I wasn't expecting it to be nearly as good as that. How depressing.
there's one quick other one.
Okay.
It's, and Ashley knows this. It's the shuffle.
Oh, yeah.
So
what's the shuffle?
Like that. So it's like...
No, don't kick the bin.
Oh, you've lost it. Do it with your left foot.
Yeah. Have you lost it for coin?
Yeah. 50p fell off.
Tack it back on.
Hang on, let me just tack it back on. Hang on.
Don't kick the bin.
Oh, it's all over the place.
Right, no, that's not working for you. Just stick to the tapping of your feet on the floor.
Oh, done.
Oh, yeah.
Well done. Thank you very much to Adam and to Ashley for coming in today. And don't forget to watch Sky One's Got to Dance. First of my shows on Sunday. Radio 1 Podcast. Abbo off of Hull. Hello. They say, we missed our record of the week from Kesha, blah, blah, blah. No. I like it a lot. I like it more every day. It's coming up soon. You haven't missed it yet. And for all the Glee fans saying, where's the token Glee track of the day? We don't do it every day. We just did one yesterday, but there will be more Glee soon on this show. Don't worry about it. It's 5:17. Right, it appears that Greg James has now left Radio 1 to become a tap dancer, because I can't find him anywhere. So, on Oh What's Occurring Today, it will be our listener, Patrick, up against Annie Mack, who's agreed to come in and play the game. It was supposed to be a rematch with Greg, but he's gone on to bigger and better things in the world of tap. So it'll be Patrick and Annie Mack next playing Oh, What's Occurring?
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Oh, What's Occurring?
Right, Greg's gone off, so it's supposed to be a rematch today between him and... Greg and Patrick, our listener. So, Greg's gone on to better things. Patrick has won a game and he has drawn a game, but Annie Mack is here to play against Patrick today.
Hey! Hello!
I've seen you for a while.
I've been shafted into doing this game. I was just upstairs, went to have a meeting with my producer, and now look at me. Yeah. Now I'm doing What's Occurring.
Sorry.
Due to the professional aspect of this show, I am now being roped into doing Greg James's job.
Last minute.
What's he doing? Gone to do tap dancing or something?
Well, some people are saying he's gone to look at flats, but I don't know.
I did do a Twitter yesterday about going to look at flats, I think, yeah.
Right. You look well anyway. Have you, you went out on
Yes,
holiday?
I've been on Thailand. Amazing. On Thailand.
You've been
in Thailand.
It's a big place.
I've been in Thailand. I got back yesterday.
Nice.
I had a 2-week hiatus of all things technological. No phone, no laptop. And it was remarkably easy, Scott. I loved
it. Was it not hard?
No. For the first 2 days...
Did you not want to go on Twitter a bit and go, ah?
I did. For the first 2 days... The hardest bit was in the car to the airport.
Yeah.
Going, well, I've got no phone. And you've got like a nervous twitch where I always look for my phone.
Yeah, always.
I've got to the point with my phone where I don't even put it in my pocket anymore. I just carry it in my hand everywhere I go.
Me too.
So it's kind of good. It's back in my pocket now, which is a good start.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
We've got Patrick on. Hi, Patrick.
Yeah, hi, Scott.
Sorry about the rematch situation, but Greg's gone.
Well, yeah, to be honest, I don't think he fancied it. I think, you know, he knew I'd have tonight in the bag, so I got out while I could, really.
You could be right there. Yeah. I mean, there's always the excuse of, oh, I've got to look for flats, or I've got to go and be a tap dancer.
Yeah.
But actually, I mean, he was quite good, don't get me wrong, but I think he might be running scared, you're right. So it's against Annie today. Say hey to, hi to Annie.
You're right, Annie.
I'm good, Patrick. How are you?
I'm good. Annie, can I just run something past you quickly?
It depends what it is.
I had an idea the other day, right? Because England don't have an official World Cup anthem 2010, I'm thinking Africa by Casper and Roscoe.
Okay.
Opinions on that, you know?
But then, I think it maybe might be catchy enough. You need a kind of a big, hooky, melodic chorus.
And what, you're starting off Casper and Roscoe now? Right?
I think Casper and Roscoe are fantastic. You know what? Do it. See what happens.
Yeah. Well, there's a Facebook group.
Is there?
Plug for that. If anyone wants to join, it's got about 15 members.
More now.
Loads more now.
How was the football last night, Patrick?
It wasn't great, to be honest. We got locked out for the first 20 minutes, and then when we finally got in, we lost. So, yeah.
Oh, rubbish. See, that's the same with me, what happened with Sporting Hee Haw on the weekend.
Yeah, I know.
It's not good.
But through thick and thin.
Well, let's hope you win today. Let's play Oh, What's Occurring.
Oh, What's Occurring?
Right, you know Busted?
Yeah.
They split up exactly 5 years ago this week.
Wow.
Do you remember where you were when you heard the news?
No. Patrick, absolutely not.
Do you remember, Patrick, where you were?
No, funnily enough, I don't actually know.
No? I think I was actually on Radio 1 when I heard the news.
Were you?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you have to do like one of those BBC things?
Announcements, yeah. To stop and make all sombre music.
And play really, really sad music for half an hour.
I think so. One person who's never really got over the split of her favourite boy band Busted is our favourite singer from Hong Kong, who now lives in New Zealand, Wing.
There's a hero.
She absolutely loved Busted and was gutted when they split up. Like I said, never really got herself over it. And every year on the anniversary of the Busted split, Wing calls a different member of Busted to sing a song on the phone to them. This year, it was Matt Willis's turn to receive a call from Wing. If you reach into your soul. I heard from Wing for a while, actually. I hope she's all right. My question, when Wing called Matt Willis earlier with a special song to mark the fifth anniversary of the demise of Busted.
Oh, my God.
How long would Matt Willis stay on the phone for? Patrick, how long?
45 seconds.
45?
That's what I was going to say.
Annie Mack.
30.
All right. Let's find out.
Ready for this. Oh!
Here's Matt Willis from Busted getting a Wing ring from Wing.
Hello, it's Wing. Hello?
I have a message for you.
Who's this?
Hello, I'm Wing.
Oh, hello.
I got a very special message for you.
What's this, sorry?
Hello, I'm Wing. I'm giving you a ring on the phone. And here is the message.
Yeah, okay.
This is for you. From Wing.
All right.
No, I can't forget this evening, nor your face as you were leaving. But I just guess that's the way the story goes.
Hello?
You always smile, but in your eyes, your sorrow so.
Hello?
Yes, it's so.
I'm gonna go, bye-bye.
That was an impressively long time, actually. 1 minute, 8 seconds.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow, yeah.
Yeah. She does it every year. It'll be Charlie's turn next year. James last year. Anyway, she sings without you every year. It was 1 minute, 8, which means Patrick gets the point.
Oh! What's the kitty?
Are you glad you came in for that meeting?
I'll tell you what, I don't regret that in the least.
Hi, Patrick, are you aware of Ronnie O'Sullivan off of snooker?
Yeah, I am, yeah.
You know him?
I do, yeah.
You know him?
I do.
Right. On the snooker last week, Ronnie O'Sullivan did a little interview, you know? It's a simple question. How many times during that interview did Ronnie O'Sullivan say, you know? Annie?
17.
Patrick?
10.
Let's find out. Loads of people are now texting in saying, I remember where I was when I heard Busted split up.
Amazing.
Here's Ronnie O'Sullivan off the snooker, you know, on his interview last week after the snooker.
Nah, not a lot really. I mean, I was just, it doesn't seem like that when you're out there, you know, and you know everyone's getting excited. You know, you never panic, you know, it's number one rule. You know, it's, you know, you can never be happy, you know, I'm not proud I was, you know, there's the problem in itself, you know, and up until, you know, a certain part, you know, in the practice room, I'm, you know, I'm disastrous a lot of the time, you know, like I said, you know, against most players, other than, you know, there's no way I'm going to be able to, you know. You know, he's convinced them all to go out, you know. And like I said, you know, I'm not going to fight anymore, you know. You know, I've come to that point. And then he went, you've got to have Ellie in the jungle, haven't you? And I went, you know. You know. You know.
Wow. 34 you knows in there, just checking that out with the one that doesn't speak. So, Annie was nearest, Annie gets the point, you know?
Ow! What's the kidding?
That was wicked.
Good one.
He might want to release that himself, you know. You should let him know that you made it.
Okay, so it's one apiece. Patrick, if you could be anybody else for a day, who would it be? Just for one day.
Barack Obama, maybe.
Yeah, maybe not today. It's not even the best day, but generally Barack Obama would be good.
Yeah.
Who? What about you, Annie?
Well, if I could be somebody for a day,
just for one day,
maybe Gaga.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that would be fun.
Yeah, it would.
Yeah.
Simon Cowell, just to see what goes on, maybe a little bit.
A little bit, but I wouldn't want to have to wear that hairstyle.
The box.
No.
Yeah. I think I'd quite like to be Prince Philip.
Just, why?
Don't know. Just want to see what it's like in the palaces and stuff.
Yeah.
Be with the Queen a bit.
Really. I don't know.
Maybe
that interesting.
Okay. Let's go for Gaga then.
Gaga, I reckon.
We asked the same question to the lovely people of Stupid Street earlier. We said, if you could be anybody else just for one day, who would it be? I will give you a point if you get any of the people they said on Stupid Street when we went out and asked them. What do you think, Patrick?
Susan Boyle.
Susan Boyle, for one day only. Who do they say? What do you think?
Well, do I have to guess one name?
Yeah.
One name that they might want to be.
Mm-hmm. That they said.
Gordon Brown.
All right. I've got your answers. Let's find out.
Oh!
We asked the people of Stupid Street, who would you be just for one day?
So, if you could be anybody for the entire day, who would you be?
Bruce Forsyth. Just because of how he's like, I don't know what, 150 and he's still really cool.
If you were Brucey,
yep.
What would you do for the day?
I'd say nice to see her, to see you nice all the time.
If you could be anybody for the day out the whole wide world, who would you be?
I guess I'd quite like to be Ashley Cole. I mean, he gets to spend every night with Cheryl Cole.
So if you could be anybody for the day, who would you be?
I think I'd be Tiger Woods.
I'd be Belle from Beauty and the Beast.
Why would you be Belle?
Because she's pretty and I always wanted her dress.
If you could be anybody for the day, who would you be?
Peggy Mitchell. Why would you be Peggy Mitchell? Because of all the drama and her family's a bit crazy. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you could be anybody for the day, who would you be?
Jedward, definitely.
So, which one would you be?
But I'd be John and you could be Edward.
I'll be Edward then.
What is it about Jedward that you like so much?
The dancing, the singing.
Okay, so out of everybody in the world, you'd pick Jedward.
Definitely.
All right, no points there. Jedward would is a good answer, I think. You can be John, I can be Edward. Oh, no, I don't know what to do now because that means you've both got no points and it's one all on what's occurring.
Let's have a tie break. Do we account for these things on what's occurring?
No.
As you can tell, it's really organised today. Right, Patrick, do you want to come on tomorrow?
I would love to come on tomorrow.
Right, let's just say that you're back on tomorrow for the last day. Might as well make it a week,
yeah,
eh?
Do it.
Yeah, might as well.
All right, we'll find someone else to play against you tomorrow.
I don't have any meetings tomorrow, so
You're not here.
No,
all right,
sorry.
Thanks for the advance notice. Thank you, Annie, for playing.
Thank you.
I'll speak to you tomorrow, Patrick.
Cheers.
Cheers, love you.
What's a curry?
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcasts. I've had at least... Hang on, let me count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 13 emails now from female members of Radio 1 staff going, oh my God, can I come down? He is so fit. Adam Garcia is fit. Adam Garcia is fit. Sorry, I didn't see those in time. Sorry, ladies.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcasts. Podcasts.
Now, I don't know whether you ever have, if you haven't, you should, been to a website called Unofficial Mills. There's lots of lovely people on there that listen to the show every day. They chat about the show while we're on air. Some of them are quite weird, but they're all very lovable. One of the people on there is called Katrina, and they were just writing on the forums about Katrina the other day. Hi, Katrina, if you're listening. Now, Katrina's one of those people that hates surprises in general. I mean, if you ever meet Katrina, never, ever go up behind her and go, ah! Because she will actually hate that. But this even extends to TV, right? So, for instance, she can't watch any television if there's any surprise involved in any way. Like, she really, really wants to watch Glee, but she has to Wikipedia all of it, so she doesn't watch something where she doesn't know what will happen in the end. So she is now... Wikipedia'd every single episode of Glee and now is fine to watch it. Same with movies, soaps, I mean any plot twists, really not. Looks it up first and then we'll watch the show. has to find out what happened before she sees it, because it kind of takes the pressure off. For instance, X Factor Final, or generally X Factor, was a nightmare. You know that long pause that Dermot leaves? No, can't deal with that at all. The final, couldn't watch it. Until she found out that Joe McElderry had won, then it was fine to watch it afterwards. But that's a shame, really, because you miss out on quite a lot of stuff after it's happened. I hate doing that, but not Katrina. Is this weird? I know a lot of people that don't like surprises. Like, if you threw them a surprise party, they would hate it, and they would want to know all about it beforehand. But I think that most people, if I tell you what happened at the end of a TV show, as I do by mistake quite often on this show, you lot go mad. For instance, the other day, everyone was going, plot spoiler, when I said on Glee that Kurt didn't fancy Mercedes. And some people hadn't watched that episode and were like, oh, what did you ruin it for? Now, I think it's quite obvious if you watch the show that Kurt would never fancy Mercedes, so I don't think that's a plot spoiler at all. But I'm just wondering, how extreme does this get? I mean, can she watch EastEnders at all at the moment because she doesn't know who killed Archie? She's not going to be able to watch EastEnders for ages. They're not going to reveal that until March or something. I just want to know if this is weird at all, if you've experienced anything similar. That's why I think Katrina loves this show, because there are absolutely no surprises in it at all. Oh, Girls Can't Catch. Yeah, no surprise there. Oh, here's Kesha. Brilliant. That's not a surprise.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast. Hi, Anna.
Hi.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. Just driving home from work.
Where are you tonight, please?
I'm in Bridgend.
Okay, how can I help?
My mum is very, very strange. She picks up every single book that she buys. She picks up and reads the end before she even starts it.
Right, so
and
she
then
reads,
goes back to the beginning and reads it all as if she doesn't know what's happening at the end.
Hates the element of surprise, you see? That is quite extreme, though, reading the last page of the book, because then you've got to plough through the rest of it, and you just know. I wouldn't like that at all.
I just don't understand it at all.
Yeah.
It's really, really bizarre.
I wonder if Katrina buys her own birthday and Christmas presents as well. And also, me mentioning Katrina here, that was probably a surprise as well. She would have hated that.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, God. It's like Lydia's been on saying my mum is exactly the same. She hates the pranks that they do on, like, Saturday night shows. Like, the Graham Norton one, she can't stand that at all. Remember he did that short-lived Saturday night show, didn't he? There's a couple of pranks
there.
Didn't know. Couldn't deal with that at all.
There's lots of them out there, I think.
There really is. Okay, well, send my love to your mum.
I will.
Have a good night.
Thank you.
Love you. Bye.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
I can't believe that so many people read the back of books first. Tiffany's been on. She's like, I always do it. Just read the end first. I can't help because it's there. But I actually do like surprises apart from that. Right, apart from when it's books. OMG, I completely agree. I always read the last page in books before I get there, just to check everything is okay. It's not always going to be okay at the end of a book, is it? I can't believe that so many of you complain when we used to do our Harry Potter spoilers for the end of the book, because by the look of it here, no one really cares.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast. Right, after saying that some of our listeners are a bit weird because they hate surprises, I've just remembered that one of my best friends on the subject of this won't let me read a newspaper or magazine before they've got to it because it will, and I quote, let the words out.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.